Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Kara Stark. Hello, Kara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Kara is with Living Windows. She's the chairwoman for this event that's coming very soon. And so we brought her in today because we'd love to chat about it. So, Kara, give us a little bit of background on Living Windows for folks who maybe have never been downtown that first Friday in December.
Sure. So Living Windows, like you said, first Friday in December. It's one of our most popular events downtown. It's been happening since, I believe, 1988, I actually read in one of your recent News Tribune articles. But what we do is we shut down all of the streets right downtown within the festival district. So the 100th block of High Street, the 200th block, Madison. And we bring all of those windows to life with performers from all over Jefferson City. So we have singers, we have dancers, we have carolers, several local churches are coming out, and they all come out to perform something or to offer the audience some kind of interactive activity to kind of begin Christmas spirit in downtown. So it's been going on for years. I moved here, you know, when I hit fourth grade. So I remember performing in Living Windows. Mm-hmm. I've walked around Living Windows. And then the last couple of years, I've worked Living Windows as a downtown business with Cork and Board. So it's really something that the downtown tries to offer our community. And then people really come from all over the state. So we get people from every corner of Missouri and even outside of Missouri. We had some visitors come in town from Illinois to Cork and Board a couple weeks ago, and they said they've been coming to Living Windows for 5 or 6 years. It's one of the things they do as a family. So it's a really big event that we get a couple thousand people down to kind of see Christmas begin in that downtown Jeff City area.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. So I've got to ask, what were you in the Living Window?
So I used to dance at Dancer's Alley, so all right. I would do some dances in Dancer's Alley in their window. I also was a part of a mime team, so I do remember on occasion miming in one of the windows when I was younger, which I hope there's no video evidence of. But yeah.
We'll start the investigation right
yes,
now.
Yes. Yeah, I did a variety of things. I definitely leaned into the theatrical as a younger kid. But I remember being a kid and you're so excited because everything is lit up and there's thousands of people walking downtown and they're all there just to see you perform. So it's really fun to see the excitement that especially the little performers have.
Oh, absolutely. And I recall 15 years or so ago, I moved to Jeff City, and the first experience there is just, it's a magical type of event there. I mean,
absolutely.
First of all, it's usually a crisp winter night. You've got people kind of huddled around windows, and you're trying to peek to see what the act is inside of that window.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you have children, certainly you're going to be there, but it's also interesting just to find your neighbors or friends and their kids or their neighbors themselves in the windows, whether it's singing, performing, etc.
So oh, yes.
Let's talk about when specifically the event is. It runs from 6 to 8, is that right?
6 to 9, yes.
Six
so
to nine.
On December 2nd, 6 to 9. And this year, it'll actually kick off just a little bit earlier.
Okay.
So we have a kind of opening ceremony. Living Windows, if you've been there before, it always kind of starts at 6 with people roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a huge event and we know that people come from far away. So our committee really talked this year about how we could give more to the event and frame it in a better way. And so we decided to kick it off this year with an opening ceremony. So starting at 5:45, it's quick 5 minutes, little ceremony featuring the mayor, featuring some of our very favorite Christmas characters come to life.
Who's coming?
Well, let's say somebody who may not like Christmas so much.
Ooh.
And then somebody who really, truly represents Christmas.
Oh, all right.
So I'll let you make your guess.
All right.
Trying not to spoil too many surprises, but we're really excited to kick off the event in a more framed way, just to be able to really, truly kick off the spirit of Christmas downtown. So technically starts at 6, but the opening ceremony will be at 5:45.
Okay. And just to be clear, I mean, it's a free event.
Totally free event. There's no vendors
right.
on the street or anything like that. Many of the businesses will be open. So, for instance, Cork and Board, High Rise Bakery, I know the Grand Cafe, I know Coffee Zone. Lots of the businesses that offer things will be open for business while also having performers in their windows. But no vendors on the street or anything like that. Just a completely free event where you walk around and are entertained by the talent of Jeff City.
Yeah. It's a family event. Bring your children, absolutely, your grandchildren.
Yes, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Yeah, bundle up the babies in the strollers, wear them, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, I just find it fascinating. I mean, the businesses really do open up. I mean, we, for many years, we've hosted the Candy Cane House, mm-hmm, at the courthouse. Every time I work it, it's always fascinating to see parents who are bringing their kids. These parents had been at the Candy Cane House themselves, in which they pick out a candy cane. They get to choose. It basically determines what prize they win. And it's just a variety of events like that all throughout downtown that the community comes to expect and is passed from generation to generation.
Very generational. You know, I mentioned that I performed in Windows, and then this will be my son's first Living Windows. Mm. He's turning one this upcoming week. So we didn't go last year because he was 5 days old, but it'll be his first one this year. So I'll be wearing them on my back while I'm running around doing chairwoman duties. But yeah, it's a very generational event that I think people have really come to look forward to.
Yeah. One of the high points also I recall is Central Bank typically has hot cocoa and cookies.
Central Bank will be doing that. And then they have carolers as well, the Adelines. Hawthorne Bank is going to have Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. We have the Polar Express at the library every year, which I believe Mrs. Claus reads the book. We have, I think, 35 windows, close to 35 windows with performers inside of them, which is maybe a record year for us. It's quite a few participants this year. And then the reindeer in the library park as well. So we bring live reindeer for the event. All of those are definitely favorites of the children.
Do any of the reindeers have red noses?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. We'll see if we can fit one on. We will need to check that out.
Now, one of the new events also, I thought it was an ingenious idea, is the use of QR codes.
Yes.
So kind of give us an idea how that's going to work.
You know, it's such a big event, and even though it only encompasses a couple blocks, if there's 35 performers, people might be wanting to hit multiple stages, they might be wanting to hit multiple performers, but it's hard to do that if you don't know where people are going to be.
Yeah.
So most of the businesses that are participating are going to be having signs in their window that list what the performer is, and then on that sign there will also be a QR code. So all you'll need to do is open the camera on your phone, get that QR code in the picture, and a little website will pop up, and it's going to be the Living Windows website. So it will have a list of all the businesses that are participating and what performer is located at that business. So we thought that might be a good way for people to almost be able to plan out their night, or to be able to get an idea of who all is there and who all is performing, just to make sure that they can hit all of their spots.
Yeah.
So we don't want it to be overly organized or anything like that, but maybe bring a little more structure to it and a little more clarity so that people can really hit everything that they want to.
And I think it's a great addition, because sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge because of the crowds to see who's in the window.
Absolutely.
And so this way you can kind of narrow your searches down there, mm-hmm, to either the people or the things that you want to see. So great addition. Let's circle back. Let's talk about the time again. So the kickoff is at 5:45.
Yes. And the kickoff is happening on the stage that will be right in front of Hawthorne Bank.
Okay.
So they typically set up a stage the next day for the parade, mm-hmm, and we'll be having the opening ceremony right on that stage. So that kicks off at 5:45, and then the larger event with all the performances will be at 6.
Okay, so that's at High and Madison Street, for those who may not be familiar. And the event itself will stretch from the library all the way down to the Presbyterian Church?
It stretches down to the Presbyterian Church, yes, and then the road will be closed off right at the end there by Missouri Realtor, so at the cross of High Street and Jefferson.
Okay.
So kind of beginning at that 100 block all the way down to the library, and then the farthest down it goes is the Presbyterian Church.
Okay, and so give some folks some ideas of best place to park.
Sure, so downtown parking is always going to be a little bit tricky, mm-hmm, but I would definitely search on that McCarty area street. Okay. Capitol as well, you know, will not be shut off, so all that parking right along Capitol is going to be good. Some parking around the Capitol itself, and then St. Peter's would be good, because then you can walk right up.
Sure.
Kind of those surrounding streets would be great. And if you're unfamiliar, we will be posting the Living Windows website on the Downtown Jefferson City Facebook, and there is a little map of the downtown area on that website, so you can go there and kind of look at those surrounding streets to best plan where you want to park.
So you mentioned there are some other other events that kind of surround Living Windows. For instance, on that night also, at 6 o'clock, the Governor's Christmas Tree lighting will occur. Give us a little bit of an idea of what that's going to be like.
So the Governor's Christmas Tree lighting is always a beautiful event. They have a huge Christmas tree set up in the mansion yard. So the idea was that we would try to kick off Christmas spirit downtown with our opening ceremony, which, like I said, will last for about 5 minutes. And then the mayor will lead everybody who's interested over to the Governor's Christmas Tree lighting, where the governor lights up the big tree and Christmas will have officially begun in downtown Jefferson City.
All right.
That takes place right at 6, so our opening ceremony won't overlap with that, but it is a good lead into it.
Sure, and it's just about a block away from it.
Just a block away,
very simple walk.
So I know the mayor, she's going to be participating in our little ceremony, and then she'll be walking right up Madison Street to go to the Governor's Christmas Tree lighting, and we encourage everybody who's interested to do the same.
Sure, and I would also add the mansion always does wonderful candlelight tours.
Absolutely,
those will kick off that night as well. They run from 6 to 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And quite often, the governor and the first lady are there welcoming folks to the mansion. It's a beautiful Christmas scene there, and I encourage you to check it out while you're there.
It's such a fun thing to explore the governor's mansion. You know, there's only one in Missouri, obviously, so we're very blessed to have it here in Jeff City. But to see it decorated for Christmas is kind of an unreal experience. So I always encourage people that they should do it at least once. Definitely a worthwhile activity.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned earlier that the next day is the Christmas parade.
Yes, it's a full weekend of Christmas cheer in Jefferson City. But the next day, the Christmas parade, I think it happens right around 4 p.m., is that
4:30.
Correct? Yeah. And that's always fun because, again, the businesses are open. So even if it's going to be a very cold day, which we're a little too far out to know the forecast yet, a lot of those businesses will be open for hot chocolate and everything like that. The parade is always very, very fun. We encourage people to come out and watch it.
Absolutely. So, Kara, do you have any final thoughts about this weekend that's coming up?
All I'd say is that downtown Jeff City always has a lot to offer, but this is one of those weekends, like you said earlier, where I think it's just very special, and it's just a celebratory spirit in the air. Everybody can feel how well our community comes together and supports this event. So I would just encourage people to come out for it. It only happens once a year, and it's always a really, really special feeling to witness it happening. So I'd encourage people to come out. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think you touched on it. I mean, this is a great opportunity. I mean, it's always a wonderful holiday season, but this is a great opportunity with your friends and family to come down and just make a nice memory of this wonderful season. So, Kara, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having us. Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody. So I'll have to stop by the Candy Cane House and grab a candy cane from you for my son. So.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.